Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now it's time for three good things.
1, 2, 3.
Tell me something good.
It's really hot and there's no end in sight. So for today, only things that are cold. How about Australia? Okay, I wouldn't call Australia cold, but at least it's winter there. And in fact, it's been downright chilly and snowing. Here's a forecast from down under.
Overnight, it fell to freezing in Richmond and Katoomba, 1 degree in Campbelltown and 2 in Penrith. The coldest town in Australia this morning was Glen Innes in northern New South Wales. It fell to -7, beating Thredbo and Coomer's -5.
That's about 20 degrees Fahrenheit. It's 65 in Sydney. Ah, that sounds nice. You know where it's really cold? Antarctica. A place called Dome Fuji is the most frigid place on Earth. It's 135 degrees below zero. Now we're getting our core temperature down, but Dome Fuji is like a tropical beach compared to the coldest place in the universe. That would be Boomerang Nebula. You definitely need a winter coat to visit there. It's a dying star that's shedding heat energy at a rate of 100 miles per second, which is why it's 458 degrees below zero. You can't get any colder. Well, actually, you can get 1 degree colder, absolute zero. Here's some more chilling information.
The Boomerang Nebula is immense, with its gaseous envelope stretching across a distance of 4 light years, roughly 37 trillion kilometers. To put that into perspective, this is nearly the distance between our sun and Alpha Centauri, the closest star system to Earth. The nebula, now better understood, resembles an hourglass or butterfly with 2 symmetrical lobes expanding outward. This transformation in our understanding showcases the vital role of modern telescopes in uncovering the hidden beauty of the cosmos.
Ah, yes. In fact, tomorrow, Monday, June 23rd, 2025, we'll get the first images from the brand new telescope of all telescopes. It's high on a mountaintop in Chile at the Rubin Observatory. It's the world's largest digital camera, known as LSST, or the Legacy Survey of Space and Time. It could change our understanding of the universe forever. How accurate is it? CNET explains.
This 3,200 megapixel camera is so powerful, it can spot a golf ball 15 miles away. When the decade-long project is finished, scientists will have produced a 3D movie of the sky. One that shows how all the trillions of objects captured move relative to one another, how light bends around massive objects, and how individual solar systems and galaxies developed over billions of years.
This movie that LSST will enable, it will see things on timescales that haven't been accessible before. So we expect we might detect, you know, new classes of stars or supernovae or other kinds of explosions.
Keeping with our theme here, the camera's housing must be chilled to 148 below zero to reduce noise pollution and to help detect light in the darkest corners of the universe. Meanwhile, on Mars, NASA's 2 operating rovers made promising discoveries recently. They could suggest there's still hope we can nail down the idea of ancient life on the red planet. We'll see what else they find. Mars can be inhospitably cold too, 225 below. But it has its warmer moments. In fact, because the atmosphere is so thin, if you were to stand on Mars on the equator at noon, your feet would feel like it's 75 degrees, and your head would feel like it was 32. That sounds pretty good right now, and that's 3 good things.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.